Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a little different. We've got this single, pretty striking sentence, self-defense tools become essential for runners. Our mission, really, is to see just how much meaning, how much insight we can pull from those few words. It sounds simple, but when you look closely, well, there's often a lot packed in there. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is exactly that, how a statement that concise, can actually act like a window into some pretty big societal shifts. You know, it seems straightforward, but it can point to complex changes, changes in how we perceive safety, the places we move through.
Absolutely. So let's start with that word essential. I mean, we all know what essential means, right? Crucial, necessary. But putting it here in this context, that feels like more than just saying something is highly recommended. What's the weight of that word here?
That's exactly the point. It signals a really fundamental shift. When something goes from, say, optional or a good idea to essential, well, that suggests the underlying assessment of risk has changed dramatically. It's not just about, you know, maybe being a bit more prepared.
Right.
It implies that the baseline assumption about safety, particularly for runners in public spaces, has eroded somehow.
So the environment itself is perceived differently and inherently riskier.
Precisely. It suggests a shift where feeling safe isn't the default anymore. It's something you now have to actively manage, maybe even equip yourself for. That's a huge change for an activity like running.
A huge change, yeah. And it wasn't always this way, was it? The statement says these tools become essential, that word become.
Yeah.
It tells us this is a process, a development over time. It's not static.
Exactly. Become is crucial. It highlights an evolution. Things weren't like this 10, 20 years ago, perhaps. So what's driving it? Well, it's likely a mix of things, isn't it?
Like what, for instance?
Maybe increased media focus on incidents, changes in our towns and cities, maybe less eyes on the street, or even, you know, technology things like running apps, track routes, but don't always make you safer in the moment.
Interesting point about technology. So it's this accumulation.
An accumulation, perhaps even an acceleration leading to this altered perception. The whole context for running seems to have shifted.
Okay, so putting essential and become together, we get this picture of a changing landscape where safety isn't assumed, it's actively managed, which leads us straight to the how, the self-defense tools. It doesn't specify what tools, just tools? What does that generality tell us? Does it suggest a broad range of perceived threats, maybe?
I think it does. Tools is broad, and deliberately so, perhaps. It signals a move beyond just, say, being watchful or choosing safer routes. It points towards needing something active, something physical, maybe technological.
So more than just awareness.
Yes. It could be anything from, well, pepper spray or alarms to communication devices, maybe even specific training. It covers a lot. And that really raises a question, doesn't it, about personal agency?
How so?
Well, what does it mean when individuals feel the need to carry this kind of equipment just to engage in a basic activity? What level of external threat does that imply? It definitely highlights a shift towards proactive defense, not just avoidance.
Right. Being equipped to manage danger, not just run from it. That's quite a thought.
Yeah.
And then finally, the statement specifies for runners. Why single them out?
Yeah, that's the last piece. Why runners specifically? Well, think about the activity itself. Runners are often alone, right? That's
maybe that increases vulnerability.
And their routes. They can go through parks, trails, maybe less busy streets, sometimes early morning or late evening.
Lower visibility, fewer people around.
Exactly. But there's also maybe the nature of running itself. You know, the focus, the rhythm, maybe listening to music.
So potentially less situational awareness than someone just walking.
Potentially, yes. It's this unique combination of solitude, the environments, the times, maybe even the reduced awareness that seems to make this perceived need for tools particularly strong for runners.
So it's this specific intersection of the activity and the safety concerns.
So that seems to be what the statement captures, yes.
Wow. So, okay, we took this one sentence, self-defense tools become essential for runners. And yeah, it's definitely opened up a lot. It tells us quite a bit about changing safety perceptions, how people are adapting, and maybe wider shifts in society. It really shows how much you can find packed into just a few words, if you will, if you do a deep dive.
Absolutely. And digging into it like this, it leaves us and leaves you with something pretty significant to think about. What does it actually mean for our society when something like self-defense tools shifts from being an option to being seen as essential for an everyday activity? An activity like running, which many see as embodying freedom, what does that transition really tell us?